So, Parami here. I'm in northern India, in Modanagar, which is in Uttar Pradesh. I've never been in this part of India before. So, Mahamati and I are here starting about 2.5 weeks of visiting India on order convening business, mainly order convening. So, I thought it would be a good opportunity to start with Audioboo, having not done any yet, and hold on to it and post when I've got a connection. So we spent our first night in Delhi when we arrived, and that was all right. It was, hotel wasn't too bad, and didn't sleep much. But then first nights, and I was a bit unlucky because I was in a room with people talking a lot through the night outside. Anyway, we just arrived, spent a bit of time. It was quite a bit of a nightmare finding the place we were supposed to be staying in, but we got there and then left the next morning to come up to Modanagar. So there's a small sangha up here. There's, I think, about 10 or 11 dharmacharis. Some of them are actually in the town here. Some of them live at quite a distance. And in the whole of northern India, there are three dharmacharinis. So when two of them live in quite about 200 kilometers away from here, and then the other one is quite about 7 hour train journey from a different direction. But anyway, they were all at a women's retreat which was happening. Karunamaya and Vajrasuri were leading that. So yesterday, Saturday, I went along to there, join them in the afternoon, and gave it a little bit of a talk and spent some time with the Indian Dharmacharinis. And then it was really lovely. I stayed in for puja, which during which there was a mitra ceremony. So that was a really nice way of arriving up here. And then the cousin of one of the order members brought me back on his motorbike. Well, that's an experience. It's always a bit of an experience being on a motorbike in India. And this was incredible traffic. Anyway, he got me here without mishap, which was good. And I spent the night in a hotel. Mahamati and Amritdeep, who I'm travelling with, were staying in the centre. They very kindly put me up in a hotel, although, in fact, it turned out not to be such a great idea, really, because it's right on the one main road. So, incredible traffic, even by Indian standards. So didn't sleep much last night. But then today we had a really great day retreat, which was all dharmacharis and myself, so all men order members and myself, until 4:30 when the three dharmacharinis that I mentioned came and joined us. That was very good. So we did a day retreat based on Bhante's system of practice, which was also incidentally the theme of the women's retreat that Karunamaya, Vajrasuri and the Indian team had just finished leading. So it was good to do that, and it was really nice in the afternoon when the three local dharmacharinis came and joined us. And yeah, it was very special, really, just to have us all there together. I reached the part of the system on spiritual rebirth, and I talked quite a bit about rebirth, not only as an individual, but our Buddhist movement being reborn. And people seemed to really enjoy that. And we ended with Shakyamuni mantra and transferring our merits. So a really good day. And tomorrow is another adventure. So I hope I sleep tonight because I haven't slept yet in the last 3 nights. And tomorrow we Amritdeep, Mahamati and I take the train down to Nagpur. So I'm looking forward to being in Nagpur again, seeing people I've met before. And yeah, it's great. So there you go. That's me. Starting my audio booth.